All of the promises that we see in the Bible are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Sometimes it's hard to find our place in these promises, that is to apply them to our lives and apply them to our life every day, living by faith in the promises of God. One of the problems is that the promises of God are misinterpreted by people. For instance, Jesus Christ was promised in the Bible. His coming was foretold. But people believe that this Messiah, this expected one, this anointed one, would be some grand figure who would be a king, or he would come with a great and grand sign. But he came as a suffering servant. And so a lot of people couldn't believe in a promise fulfilled in this way. And it's through Jesus' birth and the miracles that he did and his death and resurrection that showed him to be the Son of God and to be the expected and anointed one. Listen to what the prophet says in chapter 53 of Isaiah. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. You see, the prophet is telling us that people won't believe that Jesus is who he is, the promise of God fulfilled. We expected him to be born in a palace. Instead, he was born in a stable. We expected him to have all the luxuries of life that are found in king's palaces, but he had a manger for his bed. It's hard for us to understand that Jesus came to be one of us, came to be our neighbor, to live like the ordinary man. But such an extraordinary person he was that we recognize that God's promise is fulfilled in Jesus, and it needs to be fulfilled in our lives today, understanding that we follow Jesus every day, and he's here with us. His promise was that he would never leave us and never forsake us. That means he's right here every day with us, walking with us, helping us. Believe that and follow Jesus Christ today. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I know you're with me. I can feel your presence today, whether I'm well, whether I'm sick, whether things are going right or they're not going right, whether today I have enough to eat or I don't have enough to eat. I know that your presence is with me always, and all the promises in the Bible are fulfilled in you, Jesus. We believe you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.